The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning. At the top of the 8 o'clock hour, you'll be hearing your number one resource for local real estate news, Pointing You Home. And at 8:30, our Seniors Solutions Real Estate Show is back. Stay tuned to hear from Steve Epstein from the Eric Stewart Group's buyer department, discussing the many strategies that we use for buying success. But now, let's discuss some recent developments in real estate. Dave & Buster's is coming to Gaithersburg. Now, you might ask me, why is that important? Let's just talk for a moment about why people go places. You may recall how Bethesda shut down the Barnes & Noble because they wanted to put Abercrombie & Fitch, and we all love whatever that store is. I'm not actually sure. I actually thought it's a clothing store, as I recall. Unfortunately, the person I was going to ask isn't available to answer that. But look, if you're going to buy real estate, and you want to be near where there are shops and where there is entertainment and otherwise, you may want to be near a Dave & Buster's. The popular Games and Grub spot is going to move into the space that was formerly held by Sport and Health Gym up at the Rio. It's a Dallas-based chain. Its current location was closed in 2014 at the White Flint Mall. Can you believe it was 2014? It's now 2018, and that mall sat empty except for Lord & Taylor. Will Amazon land in Montgomery County? Still a question. But if it does, ba-boom. Under Armour CEO lists his Georgetown home for $29.5 million. Yes, Under Armour Inc. CEO Kevin Plank is selling his Georgetown home for $29.5 million. Hope you get it, Kevin. The most expensive residential property currently on the market in the district. It was built in 1815. The federal style home spans 12,200 square feet. House has 7 bedrooms, features a gym, heated pool. It was assessed for $8.6 million in 2017. There's a disconnect here between the assessment and the asking price of about $20 million. My goodness. Blank, he paid $7.8 million for the 34th Street home in 2013. Tom Geddes, who's the CEO of Plank Industries. Plank's private investment arm said in an email that the house underwent a major renovation after he purchased it. The Planks work with Baltimore designer Patrick Sutton and Annapolis-based Pyramid Builders on the renovation, bringing modern amenities to the historic home. The home had previously been owned by late D.C. banker Curtin Windsor. Now, just so you know, Curtin was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. He and I went to Landon School together. We were in the same class, and he was the one who had founded the Georgetown Bank, and God rest his soul. And I really miss Curt. So Kevin bought that house. Ambassador David K.E. Bruce and his wife Evangeline Bell were also once owners of the property, and Bell was known to host elaborate parties at that house. Okay, so hey, if you want more information on this opportunity, you know where to find me. Go to ericstewartgroup.com or call us today, and one of our buyer agents will represent you on that property. That's 800-900-9104. Toll free, anywhere. How do you buy a house that hasn't been built yet? You ever wanted to but been afraid? I think it's a common concern when buyers... In fact, I've got a buyer I've been looking at homes with for 6 years. She could have bought and built 3 or 4 houses in the last 6 years, but she doesn't like the idea of having to pick everything. She wants it right there when she walks in the door. Trisha and Dennis Rawlings are a couple in their early 30s, and they're moving to a suburban Chicago area, leaving their over 60-year-old home that was in St. Louis behind. Hey, we were looking at potentially buying a house, but in the area where they want to live, the options within their budget were limited to purchasing an older home or building a new one. The couple loved the features of a modern new construction neighborhood with a pool, a clubhouse, excellent walkability. And taking out a construction loan and building a house means that they'll avoid the ongoing maintenance that comes with an older home. Don't you think that's nice? I remember buying a home that had about maybe 5 years under its belt, and it still was new enough that really didn't have to worry about anything breaking for quite some time. It's all quite nice. You have to find a construction loan, and sometimes construction loans are hard to find. Not every bank, not every mortgage company does it, so be sure you check on that. There are plenty of places that will lend you money if you're building a home. Lock the land in. You want to make sure you know where you're going to live. Lock in the right lot. If you've been looking for a home in one of the newer communities in the D.C. metro area, the choice of lot is very, very important, and you oftentimes cannot see what you don't know. Let me explain. I've gone out on new home developments with buyers who were very emphatic about buying a particular lot when I pointed out to them that the orientation of the home, east to west, north to south, up a hill or down a hill or whatnot, would actually hurt its ability in resale, that it actually should come as a discount. For instance, I represented a downsizing senior who's moving to Celebrate, which is a Del Webb community in south on 95. Now, Celebrate is a wonderful community. He had found a house that was at a T, meaning a road came into the front door across the street from his front door and then would have to turn right or left. Now, the property sat unsold, and that's the reason why. When I pointed it out to him, I said, look, average buyers don't want to live at a T. Think about it. Every time a car comes down the street at your front door, they're shining their lights right in your window. He said, that doesn't bother me. I said, that's fine, but we're going to negotiate the price so that we can get a lower price in light of the fact that when you sell this property, you're going to have the same issues this builder has had, and you're going to have to sell it at some kind of a discount. He said, fair enough. We made the builder an offer for about 4% less than list price and got the house sold. My buyer got a home he liked, got a discount on it, but he knows up front that he's going to have to pass that discount on. Maybe you don't want to worry about that. You want to buy the right lot. You want to put the right amenities in. How many times have you been told you better put brick on the front of your house? Is brick really a value? These are the kinds of questions that the Eric Stewart Group can help you figure out whether you're buying, selling here, or anywhere around the world. Go to ericstewartgroup.com or call us today at 800-900-9104. Qualifying and the down payment. Recently, we sold a home to a buyer. Actually, he's a doctor. He's a doctor, and he only has to come up with 5% down on conventional financing for a surefire loan. 5% down, you say. That's not very much. Well, it isn't, but because SunTrust has this particular product where they give loans to doctors who they figure are going to be employed for a while, would you say that's safe to say, folks, that they're going to be employed for a while? They're going to make good money, even if they're carrying $300,000 in debt into their marriage with the house? Yeah, it's a safe bet for the bank, so they're willing to lend a buyer who's a doctor carrying a lot of debt, a lot of money, recognizing he's got everything but a lot of money when he comes out of medical school. The down payment, you want to get qualified for, want to make sure you figure out whether conventional financing, FHA or VA, if you're a vet, hey, look, you've been out eating sea rations for the last 10 years working for your country, the Veterans Administration will give you an easier qualification on your purchase. They'll allow you to have a lower credit score. Maybe you had some issues leaving a house behind someplace else. Don't worry. Call us today. We'll introduce you to one of the fine VA lenders that we work with. That's ericstewartgroup.com, 800-900-9104 today. Plus, if you're buying, hey, you want to get a copy of the Buyer Savvy Guide, our free publication on how to buy right. That's right. Buyer Savvy Guide. Download a free copy at ericstewartgroup.com. Staying within a budget when you're building a home is one of the biggest challenges most people face because it's so cheap. You know, it's only $3,000 more to get that tub I really wanted, which, by the way, you'll probably not use, even though it looks nice. And they put, you know, champagne glasses next to it in the model home. But $3,000 is only about $15 a month. Wow, $15 a month or 50 cents a day. I can take a bath, 50 cents a day for the rest of my life here. I can take a bath in this home. Okay, folks, convince yourself all you want, but 98% of us don't use tubs. Just be wary of buying things that really won't have value on the resale. If you're not going to use them anyway, don't do it. Hey, when it comes time to moving, there's a moving service that's modeled after the ride-hailing services like Uber that's rolled into Washington. Bellhops use an app to match customers with its movers and drivers from weeks to hours in advance. This company hires current and former college students called bellhops to handle the labor portion of the moving and professional drivers to transport the customer's belongings. Bellhops, that's the name of the company, is based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and has outlets in over 20 cities. The service is going to open with 100 movers and 20 drivers and plans to expand soon as warmer weather normally increases demand for moving services. The bellhops make between $15 and $17 an hour, which is pretty good. Add in the tips, they make about $24 an hour. Maybe you've got a college-aged kid who needs a job, maybe want to talk to bellhops. By pairing our fun, friendly workforce with our logistical technology, sounds compelling, we have designed a platform that makes moving less stressful, more transparent, and more on demand than ever before. So regardless of whether you're buying a new home or a resale, you want to find a good agent, I'm happy to inform you that coming up in just a moment, Steve Epstein, who is in our buyer agency group here within the Eric Stewart Group, is going to join me. Going to give you some tidbits on how he wins contracts for his buyers. Steve shares his decades of knowledge with you. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Hey, welcome back. So happy to have Steve Epstein. Steve is the agent of the month for February for the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Strategies for buying success, FHA, VA purchase, common issues, and a little bit about our team. Tell us just some quick information and an introduction about the buying team at the Eric Stewart Group.
The buying team at the Eric Stewart Group is a very knowledgeable and professional group that specializes on the purchase side of real estate. There are obviously agents who represent both sides of the transaction, agents who represent the sellers, agents who represent the buyers. Our team specializes in representing purchasers and making sure that not only do we find them exactly what they're looking for, but that we have a lot of market knowledge about what the price should be, how to secure the purchase, make sure it's in correct condition so the buyers understand what they're undertaking, things like that.
Steve, before the break, we chatted about the buying process and about how choosing a lot for a new home construction is so critical, and even being aware of what the negatives of a property will be so you know how to negotiate best. Tell us a bit about how you strategize. What are some of the common issues for success that you are working through?
I guess one of the first questions, of course, we ask is financing for the purchase. We try to get our purchasers with lenders as soon as humanly possible in the transaction process. It makes sure that we know what type of loan we're going to use. It makes them a stronger buyer. Mm-hmm. The more their loan is into the approval pipeline. But really, most importantly, it makes sure that we stay within the purchaser's budget. So many purchasers will go online and play around with the mortgage calculators and forget that there's taxes, there's insurance, that each person gets rated differently based on their credit score, what are called their ratios, which is income to debt. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many other options that are involved that we like to get our buyers with a lender as soon as possible. And it just every transaction that starts out that way always has a happier ending. Mm-hmm. We stay within budget. We make sure that, we start off on the right foot. Beyond that, we like to ask them whether they are looking for move-in ready condition or something they would like to kind of make their own. And do some updating afterwards.
Well, what are some of the strategies for being successful in a market like we're in where there's a tight inventory? You're winning contracts with buyers. And tell us some of the strategies.
Again, number one is having your financing done, mm-hmm. set, and put to bed. A lot of lenders will actually let you get all the way through and get approved pending the actual property appraisal. And right. that is pretty much the strongest buying position you can be in besides cash. Mm-hmm. On top of that, it's really important to know where the property is going to end up. Often the initial list price, when there's multiple offers, mm-hmm. that is just the beginning of the auction. And a really good agent will know where the final landing price is going to be, if the property will appraise at that price or create an issue later on, mm-hmm. Whether any money they may have to put into the home is going to work within that budget. There are multiple different areas that, and each buyer is different, and each seller is different. So one of the other good strategies is to figure out exactly what the seller needs and try to give it to them if you can.
Steve, that strategy and that preparation is the key to your buyers successfully winning contracts where other buyers fall by the wayside. You know how to bring in the bazooka, so to speak, and win the battle when other agents are bringing in the pea shooter. That's why you're the agent of the month for February for our team, and you've just done a great job. Thank you so much for being in the Eric Stewart Group. It's a pleasure always. If someone wanted to call you, they can reach you at 301-788-5580. That's 301-788-5580 to reach Steve Epstein, maybe with questions about how you can get his help or one of his team members to buy your next home. That's Steve Epstein with the Eric Stewart Group. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
Hey, if you missed any episode, I want to invite you to go to ericstewartgroup.com and pointing you home. And there we upload every episode of this show and Senior Solutions. You can also find us by searching Pointing You Home on the Audio Boom podcast app. Hey, where can you find the show? Go to ericstewartgroup.com. By the way, we have classes in March, just next week, in fact, March 12th and 13th in Rockville and in Northern Virginia. The 12th and 13th, these will be half-day classes, two classes each day, Aging in Place at 9:30 and How to Sell for Top Dollar at 11:30. Refreshments will be served between the sessions, and if you want to choose only one, that's fine. Just register on the website and click on the slider image to select the class, the date, and the time that you'd like to attend. Virginia, we've just opened up our classes in Virginia, March 12th. So it's 13th of March in Rockville, 12th of March in Virginia. And then we're going to host these again in May and again in October. We'll be opening up our DC classes soon. The goal of the Agent in Place class is to give you insight in how to approach the process of whether you want to stay where you are or make a move. You know, there's only seven places you can move to when it comes time to downsize, and that includes Agent in Place. And with 95% of seniors not moving, it would be good for you to get some insights in what your options are, how you could approach this for the best for your ability. For those of you who want to discover how to sell your home for top dollar, including timing, preparation, and so on, that will be the latter of the seminars that we give each day. So coming up next week, March 12th and 13th in Northern Virginia at the NVAR, Northern Virginia Association of Realtors in Northern Virginia, and at the GCAR building in Rockville, Gaithersburg, Greater Capital Area Association of Realtors. Hey, if you're on the go, like I am, you find yourself busy at 9:30 this evening, in the car, driving around, just tune back into this station because you'll find Real Estate Now. Real Estate Now is our nationally focused show. You can find us on Audio Boom, Stitcher, Google Play, and Tunnelin. All right. Did you know that if you choose a place to live, you're choosing a place that's more than the house, right? It's about the community. It's about the culture. It's about the schools. In Northern Virginia, there are 24 neighborhoods across all of Northern Virginia, all of their counties, that area real estate agents say are the most sought-after places to live. Plus, their outlook on the up-and-coming communities and hottest rental spots can be found in this month's issue of Northern Virginia Magazine. But let me cover a few in the next 60 seconds. There's Delray, like a beach town without a beach, folks. Old Town Alexandria, where tourists flock to Old Town to absorb the colonial atmosphere. Rosemont, which is west of Old Town in Del Rey. You also got Lion Village. It's the top contender for anyone who wants to live in Arlington. Westover, which offers walkability and good schools. Garden City, which has got a new elementary school, walkability, and slightly more affordable homes than Lion Village. They're all part of that appeal. There's the town of Vienna. Hey, town of Vienna entices buyers with excellent schools and, for many residents, the ability to walk to restaurants and shops on Maple Avenue. Mantua gives you a sense of community that's essential for most buyers today. Country Club Hills provides affordability, particularly for first-time buyers, single-family homes in the Fairfax City's Country Club's neighborhood. There's the Courthouse in Clarendon, Ashburn Village, the Wheel Reston East Station, Crystal City, Pentagon, Ballston, and Greenbrier, and Mosby Woods, Ashburn Village, One Loudoun, out east in Loudoun County. And some of the up-and-coming neighborhoods, Pimmett Hills, right there, right at the edge of Tyson's Corner. Take a peek, small houses available, reasonable priced, up-and-coming, definitely desirable real estate location. The Mosaic District in Merrifield and the town of Herndon and Penrose of Arlington. Lastly, North Old Town Alexandria, Belmont Country Club, and Willowsford, the new development. Well, so much more can be found. If you go to ericstewartgroup.com and you check out on our website, you could search for all listings for all single-family homes. Engage us. We have 3 offices in Northern Virginia, D.C., and Maryland, with licensed buyer agents who can represent you on the buy, senior specialists, luxury specialists, and so much more. Well, that's it for Pointing You Home. Senior Solutions, up next.
The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.